This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May the 26th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 12. It says there, "To equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up." End of quote. Jesus said, and it is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew 16:18, that "I will build my church." Did you ever think of how he builds the church? Our insight says it is Jesus who ascended higher than all the heavens, and he is the true builder of his enterprise called the church. Our insight answers that important question. Jesus built up his church by granting unique gifts and roles in the local churches. The only purpose why he gives spiritual roles and gifts is to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ as a whole may be built up. To sum it up, two results come out of the gifts and roles he assigns to the local churches. Number one result, people get equipped for the unique and divine works of services. The church is the place to get motivated and equipped for the works of services. Jesus said, "I will build my church." That means Jesus is the sole owner. He's the only owner of the church. And he only grants the roles to build his people for the works of service. The church is a place where the members get equipped for unique works of his service God uniquely called them for. For this purpose, he grants gifts to individual members of the church. A church that prudently uses the gifts God divinely grants gets built up. A church that does not recognize or discern the gifts and roles Jesus grants to them would not be able to build their people up the way he wanted. And that's the only way Jesus builds up his church. There is no other way he builds up his church and people. Remember, what gets promoted thrives. What gets not promoted eventually dies out. This is true about spiritual gifts and roles as well. Secondly, by the equipping works of the gifted servants of the Lord, God assigned in local churches, there is a final outcome. What is that final outcome? The body of Christ as a whole may be built up. The body of Christ as a whole would be built up more than just the local churches. The universal body of Christ is in view here. Many outside the church universally get built up by the gifts Jesus grants in local churches to its members. You see, the divine role of the local church and its leaders is to identify and use the spiritual gifts Lord uniquely in his love grant to them for the purpose of effective equipping for works of service. This is how we cooperate in building up the church of Jesus Christ. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, thank you that you talk to me today. The spiritual gifts that you give to me, help me to use it for your glory. Help me to identify. Help me to fertilize it. Help me to nourish it for the glory of your name. Help the local churches to understand the spiritual gifts Lord divinely granted to them, so that the equipping of the service, equipping for God's work, will be effectively done through the gifts and roles that the Lord have granted in local churches. I know you have a bigger picture, you have a bigger plan for building up the universal church by the small, great gifts that you gave in the local churches. I worship you, Lord. I submit to you for your plans and purposes. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.